Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield reporting from the 2018 NAFB convention in Kansas City. I'm joined by Justin Rizavi, an ag tech specialist with Winfield United, who says there are no right or wrong answers when choosing technology features.
I think technology really has the ability to leverage some insights on how we can see the site specificness of each field and how we can manage that those differences and really make it profitable on every acre.
Chad Colby, a farmer from Illinois, was here yesterday, and he talked about embracing the latest technology and constantly being on the cutting edge. But there's so many options to choose from. How do you filter through all of those options, all those choices, to find what's going to best fit your farm?
Yeah, so a couple things. Ag technology is just so broad right now, and it's evolving so fast. There's so many different things that you can latch onto. So I think the most important thing is to really realize that there's no right or wrong answer when it comes to implementing these technology features on your own operation. You know, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's got to be something that makes sense financially and operationally.
How do you prioritize the most important pieces of technology? Is it the precision aspect? Is it controlling nutrients? When you really start to dissect this technology, how do you prioritize it?
I would say efficiencies come into play, but definitely, you know, every crop has a different manner in which it's going to respond to, you know, in my neck of the woods, we've got a lot of spring wheat acres, and managing your nitrogen is very important when it comes to that. So, you know, just understanding what's going to really make sense in how you implement that technology, and whether it's going grid, zone, or composite, you know, if that makes sense for your operation, that's the way you got to proceed.
Many farmers are wrapping up their 2018 harvest, probably still busy doing some other field work right now, but as they begin to plan for 2019, when they think about this technology, do you have advice for them as they start to think ahead?
Yeah, I would say one feature that I like to look in is when I'm doing crop projections for next year is the profitability map feature within one of our tools. And, you know, just sitting down and understanding what's really involved in the expenses at the end of the day and what you can expect for net margins. And when we can break that down by zone and figure out how different varieties and hybrids are going to respond, and hey, maybe there's part of the field that it just doesn't make sense to put that on. Maybe it's better going back into CRP, or maybe we treat it completely different. So those are just things that I think it's important to, you know, you can't bleed forever in certain parts of the field. We need to make sound decisions, and you know, we're not just farming to farm anymore. This, you know, it's part of all of our lifestyles, but at the end of the day, it's a business and we need to treat it as such.
Yeah, every farm is unique, and you've got Chad Colby on one end of the spectrum who is constantly using the latest and greatest in ag technology. But how about for that farmer that's on the other end of the spectrum that really hasn't even looked into this technology to any great extent? What do you think is a good starting point for a farmer like that?
So, yeah, I think probably one of the easiest places to start is just utilizing satellite technology. You know, we've had satellite imagery for a number of years, but now we're getting to the point where we can actually take it and, you know, most farmers have an iPad or a smartphone that they can actually upload that image and take it out to the field and see what's going on. And to me, it's exciting when you get a farmer that's farmed a piece of ground for a number of years and you can walk them out in the field with that satellite image and walk to a spot in the field, and, you know, whether you soil sample or take a tissue sample, and you can show them what's going on. You know, it's funny to see that smile on their face and, hey, you know, I always knew that there was something going on, or, you know, this has always been a good part of the field, and this is why. So, you know, helping tell that story and linking up your trusted advisor to really bring all those insights back to the farm and make sound decisions, that's where technology really shines.
Justin, anything else you want to make sure we talk about today?
Yeah, I guess, you know, as I said, it's not a one-size-fits-all, and there are people out there, your local retailer, that can help you define what could work best in your operation and really help you grasp on to some of these features that can make you more profitable at the end of the day.
How about through Winfield? Is there a website or other type of resource for people that would like to learn more about this technology we've been discussing?
Yeah, WinfieldUnited.com or AnswerTech.com is a place you can go to learn more.
That's Justin Rizavi with Winfield United. Reporting from the 2018 NAFB convention in Kansas City, I'm Mark Dorenkamp for Brownfield.